Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
All right, here we go. Day 80 of the program. How you feeling? How you doing today? And I say that to remind you to take some time to check in with yourself. Like, legit, how are you doing? How are you feeling? How are you showing up for yourself today? What kind of feels do you have today? We are a week and a bit away from the end of this program. So a couple of things. I'm going to make it my mission to make sure you are super clear on what you need to do by the time we are done with this winter program, whether that's maintenance, if you're ready for maintenance. First of all, congratulations. And we have an amazing maintenance group. I highly suggest you join it. We are continuing the conversation over there. Although we do tell you everything that you need to know about maintenance, there is a maintenance guide in your app as well. The maintenance group is a place where you can go and ask as many questions as you need while you are on your maintenance journey. It's where we have guest segments. It's where I go live over there in maintenance, except the conversation is geared specifically to maintenance. Again, four stages to the living method, right? Lose your weight, solidify your weight, maintain your weight, and mindfully just live your life the Livy way. Every time I say that, it gets me. For those of you who are looking to continue your journey, make sure you have signed up for the spring summer program. If that is your plan, memberships are flying off the shelves, you guys. I'm telling you, this is not a sales pitch. This is a PSA. Make sure you get signed up for the spring summer program. It is our last group until the fall. Now, there's a 2-week gap. We're not worried about your 2-week gap. We have a 7-week gap in the summer. We have a 5-week gap between the fall and the winter. We got you. We're going to tell you everything that you need to know about next steps, how you're going to fill the gap in between groups. And now some of you might want to consider going it on your own, and that is great. Here is what I've got to say. I love that you feel that confident in going on your own. I'm all about that. I support that, which is why it's an option. It's an option that I don't make any money from, because I make it my mission to teach you as much as possible and share with you everything that I've learned over the last 30 years. So if I have done that and you feel confident to go it on your own, I love that. But here's my word of advice. You have to be 100% sure that is the way that you want to go. Because once the group starts, you can't get in. It's not like you're going to be like, well, I did your last group, can you just add me in? It will be a hard no. Once you miss your opportunity, you miss your opportunity. And what happens is that people are like, well, I should know what I need to do. I should go it on my own. And then they message us and they ask questions behind the scenes that we will not answer, because the team behind the scenes is not the team in front of the scenes in the group where you can ask your questions. You're going to miss the guests. You're going to miss the support. You're going to miss all of that. So I highly respect people who want to go it on their own. If that is you, or you are contemplating it, here's how you will know, because people ask this all the time. How do I know if I should sign up again or go on my own? You will be 100% confident in going on your own. You're like, I don't need the support. I don't need the guest experts. I don't need the check-ins. I don't need any of that. I got this. I'm good. I'm moving forward on my own. Okay, in which, again, I'm not trying to persuade you to not do that. I highly respect that. That is my mission, to teach you everything that I know. However, if you are asking us what you should do, then you should probably sign up again. I mean, it's affordable. There's so much support. It's a guided program and process. Okay, get those questions loaded. People will ask, is it the same program? Yes, of course it's the same program. The same shit will work every time you do it, because it's designed like that. We are expecting you to redo or do as many rounds as needed until you reach your goal. So it's the same base, the same tweaks each week. The difference is you have made a lot of changes. So you're bringing a whole new body into the program and the process. So that's the difference. We have some of the same guests. We have some new guests joining us next group. We will continue with our guest segments. You'll have the same amazing support. We'll have different, obviously, spill the tea guests and whatnot. If you have the winter book. You can still use the winter book. We are creating a new book. We are creating a one-time use book. We are creating one book that people can use for a variety of programs. And so we're putting all the seasonal information into one book. And then we're working on a workbook that you can use along with the book. But you can still use your winter book to follow along with the spring summer program if you choose, or you can pick up the new book if you want. You will have access to all the information in this group once we are done. So those of you who are working behind in the program, don't worry. It's not like the information is going to disappear. You'll be able to use your app until the end of the 91 days. However, the Libby AI stops working when the group is done. Okay. After you are done the 91 days, if you choose to go on your own, the app will continue working as a tracker. So you don't lose any of your information. Even if you sign up for the next program, you don't lose any of your info. It's all still in the app in your past programs. And the app will turn into a general tracker in between groups or ongoing if you choose not to sign up for our next group. So just a little bit of administrative info for you there. All right, let's get into where you guys are at. Let's see what's going on. My back is feeling so much better today. I'm sure Dr. Tam is tired of seeing me. I got to go see him again today, but I feel like I have turned the corner. Which is amazing, and which is where now I've promised myself that I'm going to have the healthiest back on the planet. So I, as soon as it heals, I can't get too ahead of myself. I'm going to do all the things. Where'd that go? I totally lost my... Let me just find my questions here again, you guys. When will the spring book be out? Will the workbook be ready for spring? I am working on the workbook. I'm trying to get it out there for spring. The actual book, so Thursday's the deadline to get it into our editor. And then it'll be going up. So probably about 2 weeks before the next program is when it goes out. So about 2 weeks. We'll let you know. We'll send out emails. We will post on social media. We'll be sure to let you know. And then it takes a couple of days for Amazon to get it up there. I can barely wait till $1 small blizzard sale at Dairy Queen ends. I'm holding strong, but those blizzards are so tempting. Go have one. Just have one. I guarantee you that blizzard is not, it's not going to stop you from reaching your goal. Here's what if you also haven't had one in a while, I mean, maybe you'll think it's yummy, in which enjoy it, right? And then you know what's really cool is pay attention to what's going on in your brain about it. And then also be in tune to like, if you really want it, or if you really want to eat the whole thing, like in your mind, right? Blizzard, fun, yummy, delicious. Ask your belly how it feels. Now, your belly might be like, yeah, I'm in. Let's get a blizzard, right? But go and have it, because there's so much to be learned by having it. And this isn't about restricting. It isn't about controlling. It isn't about willpower. It's none of those things. So go have it. I guarantee you, you're going to have it. And then as long as you don't punish yourself the next day, you just get right back at it. Honestly, it's not going to stop you from reaching your goal, but you'll be surprised what you learn. It's not as amazing as you thought. It didn't bring you the joy that you thought it would. It didn't make you feel as good as you thought it was going to make you feel. And you might be surprised. You might get it and then halfway through be like, okay, I'm done. I've had enough of this blizzard, right? This is the time you actually, you know, want to kind of work through those things, because this is not just not having the things. It's like, why do you want it? What is your association with it, right? Is it summer? Is it fun? Is that you go with the family or friends, or you have it? What does it represent to you? You know, what does it represent? What is the association that you have made with this Dairy Queen? Right? And why are you thinking about it? What's going on there? And so it's those aha moments. And then once you recognize, oh, well, I have a great memory of going with my dad and getting Dairy Queen or whatever that is. When I picture Dairy Queen in Peterborough, I remember my parents would take me, and I can even now just think, I haven't thought about this in probably, I don't know, 30 years. I can picture the Dairy Queen, where it was, the picnic tables that they had in behind. It was right off of Lansdowne. You know, and we get the Dairy Queen and then we go out of the car and then we'd sit on the picnic tables and have it. Like, that's a great memory, right? So what is it that you, why is it that you are like fantasizing or wanting, whatever it is, right? Whether it's a Big Mac or whatever that is. And sometimes it's just because it's delicious and it's yummy. And so we want you to lose your weight in a way that you are able to enjoy all the yummy bites and bits that come with life. It's just that you're going to do it in a way that you don't have to eat, you know, the whole pizza, right? You'll be satisfied and content after a couple slices. Or if you have the opportunity, you might have some leafy greens on the side with your pizza if you're ordering it in for dinner or whatnot, right? And then you won't feel like because you had the pizza, you've ruined everything and then you have to starve and deprive yourself or berate yourself, right? You're just like, I'm going to have the pizza, great. And then you're just going to move it along, right? And then wake up the next day and then just eat more in tune to your body's needs. If you have the pizza on a Friday night, it doesn't mean that you just trash yourself the whole rest of the weekend because you've ruined everything. So this is a great opportunity to, you know, have the thing. So what you want to do is rewire your brain in a way that works for you. Right now, your brain is wired to see the Dairy Queen and you're just thinking about it. Maybe your saliva glands are going, you're getting the feels of the Dairy Queen. You want to run out, you want to get it, right? So your brain has made that association to that Dairy Queen. So we want to reconnect with it. And that's all we're doing is rewiring I've taken a lot of drugs in the last 2 weeks. Rewiring your brain to have new associations with these foods, right? So I love that. Good morning. Took some advice from members, and rather than sit watching the news on the couch, I watched BT while walking on the Peloton. I love that. I love that. Switching up your routine. So what you are doing is creating the life of your dreams, right? When people talk about the Living Method, it's a lifestyle. The Living Method is not a lifestyle. It's an opportunity to create the lifestyle of your dreams. The Living Method is a diet. We are specifically focused on helping your body release fat that no longer serves a purpose. It's a diet to help you lose weight. But what you are doing is creating a lifestyle that's going to support the changes that you have made, right? And this is like moving your body, managing your stress, you know, having a really good nighttime routine, whatever that is for you. And what's really great about movement at this point in the program is that you've spent time giving your body what it needs. So it's feeling like it no longer needs that fat that it's storing. And when your body was feeling the need to store that fat, it kept you on reserve mode. And this is why I'm sure there were many times where you thought about exercising, like you would go to bed and you're like, I'm going to wake up tomorrow and I'm going to exercise. Or you would see people exercising and you're like, yeah, I want to exercise. I want to move my body. But then the follow through wasn't there. Then, you know, you go to bed. You're like, yeah, I'm going to get up. And then you wake up the next day and your body's like, yeah, no, you're not. I'm just going to sit your ass back down. No, we don't want to do that. And that was like a physical thing that was happening in your body where your body was like telling you, hey, let's conserve, let's reserve. And so now that you've been giving your body what it needs, you may notice that your body's actually giving you more energy, especially during the day. You might notice that you are extra tired at night. That is because you are in tune to the fact that your body is ready to wind your ass down at night. So you'll have great energy during the day and you might be extra tired at night. And as well, you should be, because your body is saying, go to bed. We've had enough. We had a great day. Go to bed. Shut her down. There's things that we need to do. And you're just in tune to that. So it's a great time right now to start making changes and in your routine. You know, if you visualize, and we've done this before, so if you visualize being at your goal weight, so reaching your goal, whether that's 5 pounds, 150 pounds, whatever that is, what is it going to feel like when you've reached that goal? I don't mean like the day you reach the goal. I mean the life that you're living day in, day out after you've reached that goal. What time are you going to get up in the morning? What is your morning routine going to look like? How are you going to move through the day? What are you going to choose to eat each day? You're going to be running to McDonald's, grabbing the Big Mac, you know, every day. You know, like that's not going to make you feel good. Right? Are you going to drag your ass out of bed? You're going to be like super inactive, barely functioning. That's not it, right? Like
what is it going to feel like? What is it going to look like? What are the things you're going to be doing to support the lifestyle? Right? That's really what you're doing. You are creating a lifestyle. You're creating the life of your dreams. You are doing the things that you need to do to not only lose weight, but also doing the things that you will need to do in order to support that weight loss. And, you know, this is a big conversation that we're having in maintenance with a lot of people. It's just that now that they're no longer, people will say, okay, it's great. I'm maintaining my weight, but I don't feel as good as I felt when I was trying to lose weight. Well, because when you were trying to lose weight, you were motivated by that goal. And so you were doing all of these things that not only helped you lose weight, but actually made you feel really good. I got rid of my funk. Hi, Lynette. Thanks to all who walked me through it Monday. I am so pumped. First Libby 20 pounds is off. Nice. Plus non-scale victory. Cinched up my bra and moved it to the third notch. Now to tackle a few days before Easter weekend. Any advice? Okay. So, yeah. Enjoying all the yummy bites and bits that come with life. Right? You don't want to avoid and not go to the thing. You know, it's not the chocolate Easter bunnies on Easter. It's not the Halloween candy at Halloween. It's not the stuffing and the pie at Thanksgiving or, you know, whatever your cultural celebrations are. That's not the problem. Those moments and those days are not why your body is feeling a need to store fat, right? So you can make a plan for yourself, right? Like I am going to my Aunt Lori's on Saturday. I'm looking forward to it. I haven't seen my family really in a year since our wedding. And I know there's going to be creamed onions and I know there's going to be all the things and I am going to eat them. I'm probably going to walk away with my belly full and I will happily do so. Right. And then I will just, you know, get back to, I'm not going to punish myself. I'm not going to break myself, but I know going in, you don't even have to ask me. I'm just going to go. I'm going to eat. I'm going to have a great time. Now you might feel differently. Easter comes around every year. And so you might be like, listen, I'm in a good groove right now. I'm grooving. I'm feeling really good. I love that it kind of aligns with like, you know, the program coming to an end because we do have it coming up this weekend. And then we have another week following it, which is perfect. So make a plan for yourself. Like, how do you want to show up for yourself? How do you want to feel the next day? You might be like, you know, Easter comes around every year. I'm going to build on the momentum I have. I'm going to stick with doing the things that I need to do. And that doesn't mean that you can't still enjoy some Easter candy and Easter dinner and Easter, whatever that might be, right? Some drinks or whatever. This is a great opportunity to challenge yourself, to be open. What you don't want to do is go through any celebratory day, weekend, whatever, like this, and hope for the best. I'm going to have it. Oh my God, I'm having it. And then beat yourself up come Monday. So you want to go in being so fully aware and like go in there, ask yourself, not your brain, ask your body, do I want those Easter eggs? You know, do I want another serving, right? Like, do I need another serving? How would I feel if I have another serving, right? When you are going through the buffet line or whatever, wherever you're at, I say that because my family kind of puts the food all around and then you put it on your plate. And there gets to a point every time where, you know, like I'm halfway through and I already have too much on my plate. But you're like, I see those creamed onions and those mashed potatoes and I'm, you know, they're like, they're over there. So I got a few more things to pile on my plate before I even get there. So there comes a point where I know every time, okay, this is way too much food for me, but I'm going to eat it anyway. I know I'm going to eat it. So it's no surprise to me, right? So that's like being aware of when you're making a conscious choice to overeat is just as important to learn as knowing when you've had enough to eat. Both are equally important to know when you're satisfied and to know when you are purposely going in to eat more And there's nothing wrong with that. But when you have that on your plate and you've made a conscious choice that you're going to indulge, what you don't want to do again is cover your eyes and be like, oh my God, I'm eating it. Why am I eating this? This is too much. You shouldn't do that. Nah. Be like, okay, I'm going to eat this. I'm going to enjoy the fuck out of it and sit there and enjoy it. Enjoy it. And when your belly is full, enjoy that. I remember, but there was a time I took my kids to Mandarin. They love Mandarin because they love starting their dinner off with candy floss and ice cream. I had no rules. Go eat whatever you want. And I remember there was one time where they were, and this is where we were like tight for money. So this was like, they were younger. And this was like a, I don't know, someone must have given us some gift certificates or something to take them to Mandarin. And I remember they just ate and they ate and they ate. And whenever I had taken them to like any restaurant, if we went to a restaurant, I would like order one meal and split it between the four of them. And so it was always like, it wasn't like order whatever you want. It's never been order what you want off a menu. It's been like, okay, I'll order for you. And then, that, you know, three extra plates and we split it between them. And I remember they just were, they found so much joy in stuffing their faces. And then afterwards, I can picture them walking across the parking lot and they, while holding their bellies and laughing so loud, like, oh, I'm so full. And like their bellies were sticking out and they were just, it was joy. And they were just like, and it wasn't like, oh my God, I ate so much. Why did I do that? It was like, oh my God, I ate so much. Look at my belly. Oh, that was so great. That was amazing. And so when we talk about food, you know, and our connections to it, there's nothing wrong with really enjoying indulging. But you have to be, you have to be mindful about it and intentional about it, right? And then follow through on that, right? Like if you know you're going to overeat, so when you walk away and you're holding your belly and you start to go, oh, like laugh at yourself and be like, oh my God, that was fun. Like that was, you know, I enjoyed that. And then if there are any of those thoughts that creep in, like what do you do when you ruined everything? You're like, no, I didn't. I enjoyed this. That was amazing. And when you wake up the next day and the scale is up, you know, laugh at yourself and be like, okay, you know, that was like worth it. That was so great. And then just back at it today. That's it. That's it. So these are opportunities to do that. Now you can make a goal, like I'm going to stick to the plan, which there's a lot of flexibility right now. You can probably still enjoy a nice Easter dinner or whatever comes with that. Right. That's what I love about the program right now, that you don't have to, you got flexibility, especially in those snacks. Right. And then, you know, there's nothing wrong with having a bit of this, having a bit of that, and then just move it along the next day. So you can, I'm going to stick to the plan. I'm just going to do all the things. I'm not going to have the chocolate. I'm not going to have any of that. And that's fine. I love that. That's a great choice too. But make a plan before you go anywhere. What is your plan? Are you going to stick to the plan? You're going to see how it goes. You're just going to make choices that make you feel good. It's a real opportunity to learn, because here's the thing, you are going to reach your goal and you could be like A type personality, just never falter, do the things, follow the rules, get it done, reach your goal. But then next Easter is going to come along, or next Halloween or next Christmas or your next birthday or your next vacation or any of those things. And so how are you going to navigate that? How are you going to navigate that? Right. And so this is what we talk about in the maintenance group, is like you lose your weight and then that solidify your weight. Great. And then maintaining your weight and testing the waters is all about to see how are you navigating these, you know, celebratory days, right? Like we don't want you stressing. We want you to where I'm going. Oh, I'm looking forward to it. Like I wasn't even thinking about the food yet. I'm just looking forward to seeing my family. I'm not worried about what I'm going to eat, not eat. I am not going to even think about it. 30 years later, I'm not going to think about what I'm going to eat. I'm just going to go there and I'm going to see what's available and, you know, and enjoy my meal. That's my plan, right? But it might take you some work to get to the point where you can do that, where you're not stressing. And so, you know, it's great. My advice is this is a great time to learn how you navigate or your thoughts around those social situations, especially when it comes to food. And it's a great opportunity to reconnect. Spill the Tea yesterday was so inspiring. My husband and I are watching the live and working out, doing our own things. Ah, I love that so much. I love that so much. Also, I love our guest. Kelly Sweeney. I have been following her from the get. She, if you missed it, so she's down 73 pounds and she's lost 18 with the Libby Method. Interesting story because she had lost weight before she joined the Libby Method. So it's really interesting to get her take on the difference between the diets that she did and obviously this one. She lost 11 pounds. She missed the deadline on signing up for her first program. And so this is why I'm telling you guys, this happens. And it also happens where you have people who are doing really well and they sign up all their friends and family and they forget to sign up themselves. So this is why I'm like, so many people don't get into the program. But she got her hands on the book and lost 11 pounds. How amazing is that? And then of course she's been doing the program, but she's over on Instagram and she's been sharing her story. And of course I follow as many of you as I can. I don't follow private accounts, but I follow public accounts. I try to follow as many people doing the program as possible. So if you notice I followed you, that's probably because you've posted something. And, you know, my whole Instagram account is all people who've done the program. And so she's out there sharing and real feels, right? Real feels. And so I thought it was a great conversation with her. We also talked, interestingly enough, behind the scenes, because we brought up she's a dental hygienist. And one of the things we don't talk a lot about is how dental hygiene factors into your weight loss journey. And beyond that, factors into your health and wellness. That's a conversation I've actually been thinking about getting into for years. And it's really just about finding the right person to have that conversation with. And dental health is so important. It is directly tied to your health and wellness. And you can learn a lot about your health and wellness based on the state of your dental hygiene and what's going on there. It's really interesting. I had an opportunity to talk to her afterwards.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Work nights, a toddler just got sent home with pink eye, going to be up for 36 hours straight now and not sure what to eat when. When is breakfast? Yeah, so this is kind of shift worker, right? Like this is kind of like you're not a shift worker, but this kind of like factors in to shift working, or you are a shift worker because you're working nights. Don't forget about bonus snacks, y'all. Don't forget about bonus snacks, right? You can add those in. You can add bonus snacks in. So if you need those bonus snacks, I mean, like if you have a day, you're running a 24-hour shift, for example, and then you need that breakfast, that morning snack, that bonus snack, that lunch, that so you can fit those in to kind of fit that whole 24-hour day if you need it, right? But you'll notice, though, that your hunger levels at night are not as intense as your hunger levels during the day, even if you are consistently working evening. So this is an opportunity to get really in tune to that. And this is where you might be kind of focused on other things. Maybe you'll be extra hungry. Maybe you won't be as hungry. But those are there for you to use if you need. 1 pound to go. Lots of time. Signed up for the next round to solidify as well. As maintenance was on a plateau for 3 weeks, then dropped 3.5 pounds. Everything Gina says is true. Look at it as setting a new set point. Yeah, so you didn't just lose 3.5 pounds overnight, right? Like that time that you were on a plateau, your body was still working really hard. And I love that. So, you know, 1 to 2 pounds a week on this program is amazing. Like, let's normalize that, right? Some people can lose a lot of weight when following because it is different than forcing and starving, depriving. But even that 1 to 2 pounds a week, that's amazing. So you haven't lost any for 3 weeks, but then all of a sudden you get on the scale and you're down 3.5, right? I love that. I love it. That's why you got to hang in there. Would love a recipe book. I know they are in the guides. I use them, but love me a book. So we're working on this behind the scenes. We have like hundreds of recipes. We got a lot of great recipes out there. We are working on a book. The issue, here's my issue with the book, is that when you self-publish like us, it costs a lot of money to put colored photos in it. And yeah, because you're not pre-printing thousands and thousands of them ahead of time. And we could probably do that. We could probably do that. But that's sort of the issue. So we've just sort of been waiting for volume so there's enough people to want to purchase them that we can actually keep the price down. So that's, we're working on that. We would love to get a recipe book out. There's lots that we, so Chef Lynn's joining us next group. I'm looking forward to that. There's a lot we can do with food and cooking that we're working on. There's a lot that we could do with exercise that we're working on. So there's a lot. I feel like we're just getting started around here. There's a lot that we could do with a lot of things around here. So I want to hear from you, right? I want to hear from you in a way that I know I'm going to get the information as opposed to randomly just seeing this on a live or you guys sharing in the group. So we are going to put out a survey next week. And so the survey is really helpful for us to figure out how we get, like, I want to know what you liked about the program. I want to know what you didn't like about the program. I do. I was really resistant to the survey when Tony first came up with the idea. I'm like, no, I don't want to hear anyone's thoughts. I don't want to hear any of it. I've come to really realize that it's good to know what people need and where they're at and what your thoughts are. So I want to know what you love about the program. I want to know what you hated about the program, if anything. And I want to know your thoughts and your ideas. And don't worry. Yeah, we've probably, like, a cookbook. Yes, we think about that. There's a lot of things, even with the app, that, we want to put that supplement in. We want to put a period tracker in. There's a lot we want to do with that. But that doesn't mean that we still don't want to hear from you. Right? Even though we have these ideas, we want to know that we're on the right track. And we've actually made some changes to the program based on the feedback that we get. So I want, like, if you didn't follow along or you thought the program was whatever, horse shit for whatever reason, I want to know why. I want to know why. Like, I want to help every single person be successful at losing their weight finally and forever. And I want to hear what you think you need in order to do that. Because is it more support? Is it more resources? Is it, like, what is it? So we're putting out a survey. When are we putting that out? Is it Monday? When's the survey going out? On Monday, April 1st. So if you can take time and fill out that survey, even if you are a returning member, and then we have a lot of members who filled it out once. If you are a returning member, I would love a recipe book as long as the cost is reasonable. That's exactly right, right? Like, I can't sell a program for $75 and then sell you a cookbook for $150. So it's all about keeping it affordable and reasonable, but we're working on that. So please fill out that survey on Monday and let us know, like, let it fly. We want to actually hear from you. Good morning. Hi, Trudy. I'm on day 45 in downsizing, currently in detox, and the scale is on the move. I've been doing real good at not snacking in the evening. I was thinking of snacking last night, so I went to bed early. I got great night's sleep and didn't snack. So there's a win there. Yeah, huge, massive win. The win isn't that you didn't eat. But the win is that you connected. When I didn't eat, I got a great night's sleep, woke up today feeling like a rock star, and the scale is down. That's the connection, right? It isn't the willpower that you had to not eat. It's what happens when you didn't eat, right? An e-cookbook. Yeah, that's a good idea. An e-cookbook. Oh, I love the idea of that. See? Didn't even think of an e-cookbook. There you go. An e-cookbook. Great idea. Great idea. Love that. Love that. Hi, Brenda Huxley. How are you? I thought that was a little much. I'm going for 50. My friends are talking about winding down. I'm still looking to lose 100 pounds before the group ends. Come on now. Hey, I'm all, manifest that shit. I'm all about it. Manifest that shit. Let's talk about that though, right? Because some people do have a lot of weight to lose and it's just like, man, am I ever going to get there? You will. Time goes by so fast. You're going to get there. Can I please have the name of that pelvic floor physiotherapist that did a post earlier in the winter program? I'd like to make an appointment with her. I've made this request a couple of times, but my comment isn't being seen. So let me say, Your comment is being seen and answered if you post it anywhere in the group beside the live. So the live segments are the only place that the team doesn't come in and provide written responses. So what happens on the live kind of stays on the live, which is why I say at the end of every live, copy and paste your question over on the question of the day page. We have checks and balances in play that we do not miss any questions, any comments. So if you make it anywhere else in the group, for sure we have seen it and for sure we have answered it. What can happen is if you don't have your notifications on, you're not getting the notification that we've responded. But her name is Erin DeGagne. You can also go into the group and use the search feature and put in pelvic floor, pelvic exercises. So she did some pelvic exercises that she gave to us in PDF form. So those are in the files. But it's Erin DeGagne, pelvic physiotherapist in Orillia, Ontario. Thank you, Lisa. Thank you, Lisa. Thank you. I do have to say that, right? Because my team is so good. Like we have 50 people who work for us and 28 program specialists plus shift supervisors, assistant managers and managers. There's a lot that goes on to make sure that you're getting your questions asked and answered. I saw my naturopath yesterday and we're going to do a good sensitivity test. I feel bloated and almost always burning sensation in my tummy. And I myself that dairy is an issue, but looking forward to seeing results to see what could be irritating my gut health. Yeah. And so also remember, where do we have this conversation with Dr. Alinka? Where do we talk about that? We're bloating. Yeah. We talked about Dr. Alinka when she was on just recently. A certain amount of bloating is normal, especially when your body's making so much change. When you are in the pursuit of making change actively, you're going to notice change. And because we are dealing with food and digestion and weight loss and our body making change, you might see some of that reflected in what's happening. There are some things that you can do. Probiotic, prebiotic, digestive bitters, I find, really make a huge difference. And so I notice my stomach gets really bloated whenever I am drinking alcohol. That's a big one. Not taking my probiotic. Like I take my probiotic, prebiotic, I feel amazing. Then I stop taking it. And then all of a sudden I feel bloated again. Digestive bitters, I notice, make a huge difference. But I would suggest keep a journal. And what's really cool is at this point when you've cleaned everything up, for lack of a better word, because cleaning up is not a great word. I don't like using the word clean, but you know what I mean. Decreasing processed foods, you know, all that kind of stuff. You can more clearly see how your body is responding to the food choices that you're making. So if you've been keeping a food journal, this is great to bring into your healthcare provider and kind of show them, you know, when I do eat dairy, I feel bloated. I have the runs after whatever, or whenever I do have this, my stomach feels like that. Or it could be like 3 days after you have something you're really noticing. And so that's how in tune you are at this point, is you are paying attention to how your food choices, they always made you feel like that, but you maybe never noticed because you just felt like all the time, right? Hi Paris, first time you're here, sign up for the next. I've been feeling the feels this week for the first time. Where'd that go? Let me click on this. Okay, first time I'm here and signed up for the next. Have been feeling the feels this week for the first time this program. Husband is away for a week and home alone always equated to what can I eat? Eating when no one was watching always meant it didn't count. That it hadn't happened. I was innocent, was shocked that reared its head again. Okay, I love that it reared its head again. Again, this is the situation happening, right? This is like almost no different than a celebratory day or whatever, vacay or something coming down the pipeline. This is sort of, and this is where mindfulness comes in. Even after you've lost your weight, right? You got to be mindful about these old issues, associations, husband goes away, I get to eat, get to feel like shit. This is you time. So I guarantee you, this is not about the food. This is about you indulging in your own personal time. This is about you doing whatever the fuck you want without you having to worry about anybody else. And I'm sure your husband is lovely. So this is not a disrespect to them. This is about you just being in your own space. This is about you having the freedom to do what you want. This is about you not being judged or having to factor anybody else in on what maybe what you want to eat versus what they want to eat. Do you know, this is just about you taking up your own space and not having to factor anybody else into that. And so I guarantee you that you will feel just as content or served and actually feel better if you don't make it about food, but make it about having a bath, going for a walk, putting a movie on, you know, reading a book. Like, find times that are like, find things that are really sacred to you that is like, okay, I have this time on my, I can do whatever the fuck I want. Because it's not, for sure you're having those things and it didn't count, but also it probably did in your mind. You probably were like, I shouldn't have this. Why am I having this? I'm indulging, feeling bad, feeling like crap. And then, you know, trying to clean it all up by the time your husband gets back. And then the aftermath of all of that, right? And so really indulge in that time. I don't walk around your house naked, wear bathrobes, you know, put your feet up on the furniture, like whatever it is, like take up your space, make it about yourself in a way that doesn't necessarily involve food, or like order like really good food, like order a nice salad with goat cheese and beets and whatever. Like, do you know what I mean? If you want to make it about the food, make it about food that you feel really good about. Or, you know, go get some face masks or do a whole beauty routine. Walk around with all the face masks on your face. Because it's not, it's the food is like how, it's like wine for me, right? Like I will sometimes pour a glass of wine and just hold it. So it's not actually, as much as I do love wine, it's not actually about the wine. It's about I'm holding it because this is me time. And me drinking wine signals to everybody else, fuck off. Fuck off. I'm done. I can't do anybody else. I can't do my kids. I'm just like, nope, I'm drinking the wine. Leave me alone. It's like me time. I need a break. Right? So it's not actually drinking the wine, because sometimes it'll sit on my counter. More often than not, I'm not just drinking one glass, I'm drinking the whole bottle. But there are times where I wake up the next day and it's sitting beside my bed and it's a full glass of wine, because it was never about drinking the wine. And so this is not about the food for you, right? This is not about the food for you. First timer here. I have been feeling the feels this week for the first time. Husband is away for a week and home alone always equated to what can I eat? Eating when no one was watching always meant it didn't count. That it hadn't happened, that I was innocent, was shocked by that again. Yeah, I mean, unless you're really enjoying, now, maybe you enjoy eating. Maybe you're a foodie and you love food and you want to just eat in peace. And maybe you just truly love that. And maybe that does fill your soul. But there's a way that you can do that, still follow the plan, right? Still honor where you're at, what you're working towards, still enjoy the food. Maybe this is where you sit down and you do a nice, you know, setting on the table for yourself, light some candles, get a book, enjoy, put some music on, make some nice food if you're into that. Or maybe it's eating in bed. I don't know what it is. You can make it about the food because there are people who really love food, right? And we're not trying to take that joy away from you. It's just how to connect it in more positive ways, where you're not berating yourself, where you're not feeling guilty, where you're not feeling like you have to do it only when no one is watching, you know? So it's an opportunity for you, to be like, what is that about? That was very intense. The program is almost done and I'm only down 5 pounds, even with nutrition on par and exercising. Good news, I still lost, but not as much as my first group. I still have 20 pounds to my goal. So what I would say to this is, I don't know your history. How much did you lose in the previous group, right? Like, did your body spend a lot of time changing? Is this where your body took time to solidify, right? What was happening in your life? Like at this point, right? It's not about just eating better and exercising. It's not about that. It's taking into account what's going on in your life, the things that you're dealing with, not just, you know, physically, mentally. If you're not dropping weight, then your body's got to be changing. So your body's taking the time, right, to solidify your weight along the way. I love the great attitude about it. Like, I love this, right? I love the good attitude. But at the same time, be like, now that you look back and reflect, like, what was going on in my life? Was I really doing all the things? Was I stuck on doing the same things I did last time? Was I really, you know, adjusting to where I'm at this time? Am I taking into account, okay, well, during this program, I was selling my house, or I'm an accountant, so it's tax season and I'm stressed, or what was happening with my sleep? What's happening with my health this time around, right? Every time you do the program, it's going to work just as well, right? It's going to help you reach your goal. But a lot of times people judge that by on what's happening on the scale. And so if you lost a lot of weight in your first program, second program tends to be more mental. You're going through the motions physically, but it's like the mental stuff that's coming up. And that work is just as important, even if you're getting in the way, right? even if you find yourself indulging more or whatever that is, right? Like, this is why every program isn't going to be like, I'm going to lose the exact same amount of weight that I lost last time. Some people lose more, some people lose less. It's going to be a different experience based on where you are at, what you got going on in your life and what's happening in your body based on what you've done already, right? Or you haven't done, or you can still do. And a lot of times people focus on nutrition and exercise, because I noticed that you mentioned that, right? Like, I'm always, my red flags go up when people are like, well, I ate the food and I exercised. And then I'm like, okay, but what about your stress and your sleep and your physical health or your mental health? Like, what's going on there, right? What's going on there? Because sometimes it's not having anything to do with the food, has nothing to do with the exercise. It has to do with something else, right? There's something else going on that you have to look into. And people really underestimate sleep. They underestimate stress, you know? So it's really about figuring out, okay, what's going on this time? And a great time to do that is at the end of the program. You have the opportunity to reflect on that before you go into the next program. So many of you I know have signed up for the April program. I love that. Here's what I suggest. If this was your first group, I would go find that poster on Fresh Eyes. So Fresh Eyes was a post that we posted in Prep Week addressing the people who are coming back for a new round. Now, if you don't want to go back and search it, make sure you look for it at the start of the next group. Each group you want to do like you've never done it before. Show up with fresh eyes. Although you have the advantage. You have the advantage because you go into the next group, you're already maximizing. You're asking those four questions. You're maximizing. You are in tune. You're doing all the things from the get. You are super in tune to your body's needs. But you want to do it with fresh eyes, right? So that includes portions. You're not trying to keep your portions small or just as small moving forward as, you know, they were at the end of this program, because maybe your metabolism is higher. It's a different season. Maybe you need more. Stress levels change, whatever that is. So it's all about bringing your new body into the next program, right? And really meeting yourself where you're at. And sometimes what you did last group is not what you need to do this group, right? This is different. You got to meet yourself where you're at. So that Fresh Eyes post, I highly suggest that you seek that out. Tony said it's time to go, but he left. So I'm going to sneak in a couple more. My 60th birthday is April 24th. Hi, Doreen. And although I'm walking wounded, I am healthier than I was at 50. I will also be at round 3. Yes, I'm eating cake. Well, I hope you have an amazing birthday. I hope you have an amazing birthday. Yes, and eat the cake on your birthday. I'm watching yesterday spill the tea right after this. Yeah, it was a good one. It was a good one. So today, Kim and I, for the 12 o'clock, we're going to talk about the tweak this week. So if you want to join us, that's 12 o'clock. Cindy, is peanut butter powder, peanut butter powder, a good way to add protein to oatmeal? I can't tolerate many protein powders or tiny seeds due to my ulcerative colitis. So I was wondering what you all think. Yeah. I mean, this is like you're doing what you can do. Any way that you can get in that extra protein to make sure you're focusing on that protein. If you're not comfortable with nuts and seeds, there are a lot of great protein powders out there. You might want to choose one of the vegan ones, maybe some soy protein or even hemp protein. It's not like it's hemp seeds. And hemp protein, I love, because it's one of the easiest digested proteins out there. That's why it's a great, like, this is what they give to kids that like sick kids and stuff. It's hemp protein. And so like you might be doing whey protein, which might be just too hard on your system. So you might want to try hemp protein. It's easily digested. But yeah, I mean, adding it, as long as there's no additives or anything like that, you can totally do that. You can totally do that. Mm-hmm. I got down to 171, my lowest, then jumped up to 173. Been here for a few days, but I know it will come down, back down. Remember, your weight can go up right before it drops again too, right? So don't forget about the basics. Don't forget about the basics. Do we still have access to video recipes when the program ends? Yeah, so you'll have access to all the information in the group here. So we archive the group at the end. We obviously stop posting. We stop answering questions on the last day. But you'll still be able to pop in and review the information. So it gives me gas. Yeah. Yes. So that's why it's all about finding the right protein powder for you, right? You might have to try a few. You might have to try a few to find the one that's right for you. Okay, I got to go. I got to go, everyone. Thanks for joining me today. I'm so proud of you and where you're at and the fact that you're still here and you're still with me. It's not an easy thing to do to still be here on day 80 of the program. A follow through finish, honestly, it's the best thing you can do for yourself. It's the best thing you can do for your soul. To have started this process and finish it is going to be like, I can't describe the feeling, but at the end of it, you're going to be like, holy fucking shitballs, look what I've done. And I guarantee you, no matter what you did, what's happening on the scale, and again, like so many people go through the program, they reach their goal weight, we never even hear from them, easy peasy done. That's one of the comments that we get, oh, it's so easy and whatever. You know, we like to dwell on people who are having a harder time because we figure if we've given them advice and help them, it's going to lift everybody up at the end of the day. But no matter what happened on the scale, I guarantee you, if you are here on day 91, you're going to be so proud of yourself because that would have meant that for 91 days, you've been showing up, prioritizing yourself, being mindful, making good, healthy food choices for yourself, managing your stress and your sleep and, you know, all of it, moving your body and doing the best that you can to not only lose as much weight as possible, but to be the healthiest version of you. And there's something to be said about that, not to mention all the mental shit that you've put yourself through and worked through and brought up and continue to work through, honestly. You know, it's all about we're meant to change. We're meant to grow, meant to evolve. And this group is no fucking joke. So thanks for joining me today. Be here at the end of the program. Get your ass signed up for the spring summer group. And if you're wondering if you should, if you shouldn't, sign up. Why wouldn't you sign up? Right? If you're unsure, that's a message for you. Get yourself signed up. Have an amazing day, everyone. If you want to sign up, head over to the website, GinaLivy.com. Tell your friends, tell your family, because like I said, those memberships are flying off the shelves. Yay, which I'm so excited about. All right, have an amazing day. Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.